So Sav was first elected to the City of Burnaby Council in 2002 and is now serving his fourth consecutive term. At the city level, he has acted as chair of the Burnaby Parks, Rec, and many other things. There's a long list of things here, but I just need to tell you that I've worked with Sav for many years now. When I first met Sav, I have to tell you this story. Sav would be the person at the end of the microphone at resolutions at UBCM, and it would be Sav Dhaliwal, City of Burnaby. So when he came to the UBCM executive, we thought Sav needs to learn how to respond to the Sav Dhaliwals of the world out there, and we put him on the resolutions committee, and that was payback. I have to tell you that was payback. But on a personal note, it's been a real pleasure and an honor to work with Sav. He's a very caring and kind person, and he has been very fair. He uses a pointed stick sometimes, but sometimes you need to use a pointed stick. And he has the best interest of all of our province at heart. I know that. He gives careful consideration to whatever issue it is that we're talking about. And he comes from a fairly large center, but he gets down and he talks to all of us that represent small places. So he has a greater understanding of what we're dealing with. And he's made a point of doing that, and I do appreciate that. He contacts us when we're going through maybe some personal issues, and that means a lot. I have to tell you how much it's meant to me over time, Sav, to know that you're supporting and that you're caring. So please put your hands together and welcome our UBCM president, Sav Dhaliwal.
Thank you, Rona. I certainly appreciate those very kind words. Had I known Rona was going to be chairing, I didn't need to be here. She could have easily done this and probably done a much better job. But I'm here, and thank you to the LGLA, and thank you, most importantly, for making the time to be here. It's very important to us to see you here so we can talk about the things that are important to you and your community and how you provide that much-needed leadership. So we appreciate your time. I also am very cognizant of the little bit of time I have between now and your coffee break, so I'll be pretty quick. So it is ABCs of UBCM. Many of you have been around for a few years, and I've seen some faces who've been at the convention, etc. So I know for you, some of you, it's not a new thing, but for the newly elected directors or councillors, this is hopefully a quick intro to what we do at UBCM. So thank you. Beside promoting myself shamelessly, there's a little bit of a sort of a reason for this picture, a photograph upstairs up on the screen. That is to highlight the relationship that exists between our union and the province. Regardless of some of the spats we have here and there, I like to assure you that one of the things we do is always trying best to work with the provincial and the federal government to make sure that our common voice is taken forward at the cabinet table and eventually results into something that we'll all benefit collectively from. So we'll move to the next slide, please. Let me get my notes. So I don't have the clicker here, Ona. Who has? Do you have the click?
Is it right there?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. So, the slide tells you UBCM is a membership-based. As you know, we have all of our communities in the province as our members, 100% membership, and they come from the smallest community to the largest we have. And this is a sort of a very proud thing for us. Because, you know, you're nothing without your membership. But when you have 100% of communities who are now your member, particularly for the last 30 years, it goes to show that all of us believe in a common and a strong voice that comes with having this collective agreement that we come up to. And it's the what we call generally is a big tent approach. We know we're diverse. There are some of the issues which do not relate to the larger city, the smaller community. But I know there's enough in there for common for us that we know that we can work collectively. So it is a thing that for the staff, for the executive, to be very, very proud of, to be having a membership that comes from every community. And I know for many of our members, it's not always easy to keep the payments, et cetera, of the revenues that comes from our dues, but that's important. That's just secondary, but most importantly that we are happy to see that we have members from all parts of the province. Particularly like to highlight that now lately the First Nations, you know, since they have acquired the status of local governments, have become members, and we know how important that is, that to work with local governments and both at the provincial and the local level. The next one is the convention. Let me touch on that convention. As you know, most of you will know that UBCM started as at a convention. That was 109 years ago. Communities got together and decided that we got to come together as create a union that will make our voice a little stronger. And since then, every year, our organization has been renewed at convention. We go to the membership. Membership gives us a direction to see what's important to us, the policy, and the way we do our business. So over the last 109 years, the conventions have been our renewal that happens every year. And I know many of you already know this year's convention is going to be in September in Vancouver. I'm hoping that each one of you are able to make some adjustment to your schedule and to be there. The next one is our organization. As you know, is all policy based. We do not do anything. We don't make bylaws. We don't do anything, and no enforcements. All we do is have a policy that's created, driven through membership, and generally is in some form of advocacy on behalf of our membership, working with the federal government, working with other organizations, crown corporations, etc., or the federal government, trying to take our voice forward, our voice in a way to say, yeah, we can sort of present our collective issues, challenges forward. The convention is generally, as you know, is the time when we do all the resolutions. And those are the resolutions that are brought forward through all the communities, put forward, discussed. And the same convention, we also have the policy papers brought forward as well. One of the ones that you see in this photograph is the industrial taxation policy, you remember. Even though it did not affect communities large, but there were few, five or six, that were directly facing some of the things that were happening in the province, you recall. And for something like that, we come together to make sure that our policy is a membership, member-driven. It has some objectives, and it's research-based, and it is nonpartisan. We do not care whether the current government, provincial government, federal government would like it or not. We make sure that we represent ourselves collectively. If it's wrong, we'll tell the province that it is not the right thing for us to do. So you recall our commitment to the memberships. And UBCM is the voice of local government. This is, as I've been talking about, that we have a very constructive, collaborative approach to work with the government. And our desire is always to work behind the scenes. We do not want to be noticed. We do not want to go in the on the morning shows and the headlines, etc. We'd rather work behind the scenes and let the government sort of take the credit, etc., for all the things that we do. But there are some times that, you know, that as was said earlier, that if the government isn't listening, that we bring that pressure once in a while to say, well, we think this is an issue and we want to talk about it. I'll give you an example. That was the BC Ferries report last convention. You all recall that we produced this report based on our a special committee's hard work that we did, the impact that has happened, has taken place over the years to the coastal communities, in fact, right through the province, of the resulting from the higher fares and service cuts. What's very important to us, we approached the provincial government, we invited them to be part of it. This was not a secret. We asked them a few times to be part of this part of this study that we're doing, but that wasn't accepted, wasn't really given any credence by the province. And we ended up taking this to the public directly through the media. And I believe in the longer run, it did make a difference because we know eventually there have been some changes to that. So here's an example. We'd rather not do it. But if it is, we will speak for our communities, regardless of how anybody feels. So I think the other thing I wanted to say is that we're also, and many times, we are sort of a listening post for you when things are happening at the provincial level or some other place which may not directly be your knowledge. We, as UBCM, we're trying to capture all that and make sure that all our members are aware of the developments. Governance. You're looking at a photograph of a last year's executive. This is an appropriate time for me to actually to mention a couple of folks who are on the executive list, but you don't see them in this picture. First of all, I know one that you see is Wendy Booth. Wendy is here. She's a director at large, and you know you already met Rona. She's a member of. She's a past president. Immediate past president. And we also have Willow McDonald here, who's a new member. And we have just a very newly minted, who just joined us, no stranger to UBCM, Jim Abram, is also just recently joined. So I want to congratulate you, Jim, and also the two men, my colleagues, and Rona. Now, we are the 21 members. You elect them. Directly at either at your association or as the table officer. Yes, there are some appointees from Metro Vancouver, Vancouver City, but most people, most of the members are elected other than the past president. So you have a role to play. You elect, and we are very proud of the diverse membership. As you can see, it comes from all parts of the province, smaller communities, electoral district, electoral area representation, and you have the larger cities represented. The meetings at the executive are quite interesting. You have varied views. You have a very diverse opinions. But what I have seen and learned over the last few years, which makes me very proud to belong to this union, is the at the end, how we all come together after we have said and done everything to see what's important to us, and that becomes our policy. That's what we take forward. So it's one of those things where we are definitely, I think, open for you, each one of you, anyone, if I could be president, any one of you could be president or a table officer. So I encourage you to continue to attend conventions, come to these, or come to our such leadership seminars like this, and we depend on, obviously, the contributions from everyone. So the next one, UBCM Secretariat. One of the things I should mention is what's behind the success of UBCM. UBCM, many of you might not say, well, what has UBCM done over the years? One of the things happens consistently is the influencing of the policy that provincial government does, and that's done through a hard work of the of staff who do really rigorous research on a policy. They support the community, the committees that we have, whether it's the economic development or it's a Aboriginals committee or community safety. Regardless of what the committees are, our policy analysts and the policy officers are a very important part of the what the policy brought forward. We also, UBCM, on your behalf, also manages the group benefits program. They also look after the gas tax fund distribution of it and the application of it. So there are only 20 of them, and divided between the two offices, Vancouver and Victoria. But the work that they do with that very small staff is just enormous amount of work. I know, I appreciate it, how much work that goes on. It is not something that is obvious to you until you're part of the executive, and that's when you realize the dedication and the commitment of the secretariat. What you're seeing here is a result of earlier last year when, for the second time, UBCM was first one out of the gate to accept the agreement between the province, the UBCM, and the federal government on the tax, gas tax fund, which is almost $2.5 billion over the next decade. So whether you directly see what happens or not, but you are benefiting from this great union, because what has been brought to each one of the communities right across the province is the dollars, federal dollars, that come to you to make some small little change that happens in your community. And one more, I know time runs really fast, but I just wanted to give you a glimpse of how we try to stay in touch with you, how we try to get our word out. As you know, there's the UBCM website, which is just a great treasure of information. If you wanted to know, you missed some of the issues of Compass, or you didn't get to go to the last convention or the convention before or the convention 20 years ago, there's a great database we have which lists all the policies, discussion, resolutions that have happened over the last couple of decades. They're all listed easily. You can go and see what the policy was, what the resolution was, what the discussion was, and what the province's response was. So it's all there. And you also have other things that, you know, how to get in touch with folks, who the elected officials are. All the information is on the website. The Compass, which has now, in the second year of publication, I'm sure most of you have seen it. If you haven't, if you don't receive it, please try to talk to someone at your staff level so that you can be added as a subscriber, or you can go to the website yourself. Some of you who are tech savvy, they can just put yourself on it, and you'll get this a weekly newsletter, Compass. I had some doubts about them, and I said, what can we do about every week? I mean, what's there to say? But this is the best I've come across of all the newsletters I get. Within about a minute, you can see every week if you're interested in the topic. If you're not, well, don't care. But at least, and there's a headline there, if you want to read more about it, within a couple of minutes, you are informed. So I suggest to you, if you're not, read it, take a look at it, and see if there are any questions. We have staff always, and generally there's a contact to for you to follow up. So that's basically it. And I just want to say one more thing. We also have a Twitter now. We're trying to keep up with the times and all that. It's at UBCM. So feel free to always tweet. And that's one thing we like you to do as much you can. We wanted to raise the profile of UBCM. It already is raised enough. We know that, as you know, at the convention, the premiers, I neglected to say, one of the things that happened at the convention is that if you come to a convention, you have the opportunity to meet with the premier, the cabinet ministers, or your MLAs. They make themselves available. They know how important it is to you. We know how important it is to you to make sure that that time is used well. So in this one, so in because of that profile, because of that, our strength, that's why the MLAs or the federal ministers, or they show up and the opposition is always there to listen to you so they can provide their side of the story and listen to you, what's important to you. So I've run out of time. I'm sorry I ran over, but I will stay out there for a few minutes in your coffee time. If there's somebody who want to have some time at me, please feel free. Other than Jim Abram, I know he would have questions, but you can wait. But anyone who wanted to talk to me, I'll be available there. So thank you very much. I appreciate your time. Appreciate it. Yeah.
So thanks, Sav. That was great to hear from you. And I know that it's a pretty busy schedule for you. There's meetings all over the province that are taking place, and you're on a marathon. So thanks for making sure that you're here with us today. So it's coffee break time. One other thing I want to talk to you about is that bag tags. If you drop off a couple of business cards at the desk, they'll make a couple of bags for you so you can put one on your briefcase or your suitcase if you're traveling. That's always good to have. So I'd ask you to be in your rooms at 10:35. The newly elected officials is in here, and the returning elected officials is in Ballroom A. So enjoy your coffee break. Thank you. So, how are things going?